Ephesians 2.
Ephesians 2?
Luke 2. I'm not well. We're going to Ephesians 2 in a minute. We're in verse 14. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. What that actually says is the goodwill of God in men, the Messiah, is glory to God as the only peace in earth. The goodwill of God toward men, the Messiah, is glory to God and is the only peace in earth. Let's go to Ephesians 2 now. Verse 11. Wherefore, remember that you, being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, were called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh, made by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. That's a pretty heavy statement. But it's the implication is that the Jews always had the possibility because they saw the type in the law. But now in Christ, you who were sometime far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace. And that's what the reference is to the reason we're reading this is because of what we just read in Luke 1:14. He is our peace. And in Greek, it's he is our only peace, who hath made both one and broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of two one new man, so making peace, that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off and to them which were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit into the Father. Now therefore you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. Now, it's talking about the enmity between Jews and Christians, and so the way he dealt with it was there's no more of either, or Jews and Gentiles. Now there's no more than either. There's a new race. Amen? You're cogitating.
It's a good system.
Hmm?
A very creative solution.
That no one would have ever considered and still don't.
Yeah.
All right, now let's go to Colossians 1. Same idea. Remember that what we're talking about is in verse 2:14, where it says the goodwill of God in men, or the Messiah, is glory to God and the only peace in earth, or and on earth. It's talking of Christ. Well, let's start in verse 12. Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. And to be, he has made us meet, meaning the word meet is an ancient English word that meant worthy. To be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us, or transfigured us, into the kingdom of his Son, our dear Son, or the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. By him I say, whether there be things in earth or things in heaven. And you, that were sometime alienated and enemies in mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled. And it's not saying you were enemy in your mind by those occasional wicked works that you did or thought. He's saying that it's tautological, that your mind and all its works are the enmity and enemy of God. But he has made you near now because you've seen the futility and emptiness of your own mind. But you have to first have seen that you're the chief of sinners. And you not only did you die, but you deserved death. There's no more nice guy. There's no more the illusion that there's something good about you. Amen, Jeff? And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. And the operative verse here is, having made peace through the blood of his cross. Amen?
And peace came from a very unpeaceful thing that had to happen.
Amen. And he is peace. He doesn't give us peace. You die, he lives. He is peace. He is wisdom. He is truth. He is the way. He is life. He is sanctification. He alone is righteous. Who is your life? If it's anything but him, you're a fool. And that's what that verse that the angels sang said. And the host of heaven. All right, let's go back to Luke. Anybody have any thoughts? Responses?
I think that's one of the hardest things in my life is to accept that I'm not a nice guy and that I am more than a sinner than I'm a sinner.
Yeah, it's because your whole identity is based on part of you is nice.
We'll take a vote in here.
Let's take a vote. Is Jeff nice? Anybody?
Any hands?
Anybody? Is Jeff the chief of sinners? Raise your hand.
Well, I'm not going to go there. Part two there, I felt very close to everybody.
Ooh.
But it's part one that we all have to be first. All right. Luke 2, now in verse 15. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and let us see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning the child. And all that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds.
That's how it changed.
Amen.
This thing where it says one to another in verse 15, that's this idea of reciprocity. It was a discussion. It wasn't a statement by one. And the idea of reciprocity means they discussed this with regard to the meaning. And they also, since we know now that they were the temple shepherds watching over the sacrificial flock, and they were, by all ancient Talmudic references, they were the ones to first announce. That was their job, to announce when Messiah had come, because theirs was the chosen tower at Bethlehem, and they knew.
Wow. Yeah.
They knew. Let's go to Micah.
They were priests,
let's
right?
go to Micah.
They were priests, right?
Oh, they probably were lowly Levites.
No.
Micah chapter 5.
Where did we go?
Micah chapter 5. Micah is just before Nahum.
Turn to Micah and Nahum.
Okay. We got it. We're going to have Bible drills. That's all there is to it.
No, we're not. He can use
sword drills.
Look in the, but see, that's what you, if you always look at the thingy, what do you call it?
It'll always be there.
The table of contents.
Table of contents.
What happens if you get a book that doesn't have the table of contents?
You're dealing with a one-armed man.
All right, Micah chapter 5. Now gather thyself in troops, O daughter of troops. He hath laid siege against us. They shall smite the judge of Israel with a rod upon his cheek. Now, in other words, everything else is going to be destroyed. But thou, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose going forth have been of old from everlasting. And again, remember, you got to keep this in mind. This was the time of the 70th week that was prophesied in Daniel. All Israel was on the lookout for Messiah. There were all these guys that claimed to be disciples. One of them commentator said there were over 400 guys that claimed to be Messiah. A couple of them were pretty prominent. But the chosen place was this tower for this order, or this course of the priesthood of the Levites, was to be the shepherds in this tower, because they were to announce the presence and the fullness of Messiah. And that's what these shepherds did. Amen? All right. So that's what it means. What I said, I'll let's say this, that this they said one to another, it's alalun. Alal. It's some word. That means reciprocity. That means they had a thorough discussion about all these things that the angel had told them, and the host of heaven had opened and singing about, and then they went to see. All right.
Back to Luke?
Luke. And it came to pass, as the angel were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us." Now the interesting thing about the word thing there, it's the word rhema. They translated rhema as thing. But it was a saying that became flesh. So it was rhema. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But the word there is rhema, the rhema of God. All right.
That's like spiritual substance.
It's the word made flesh. All right, then in 16, and they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger.
Were they all lying in the manger?
let me just read it again just for you. They came and found Mary and Joseph, comma, and the babe lying in the manger.
Does your thing have commas?
Well, there's no commas in it.
There are commas.
Not in the original text.
Well,
the original text is probably even more clear.
Haste is speudo. Speudo. It means to hasten. Quickly, but it also means to desire earnestly. And I want you to, there's a great scripture that points this out. With haste they came to see what the angel, but my God, the angel had just proclaimed it, and the heavens were declaring it and singing it. And so they quickly, with haste, had to go see. Now go to 2 Peter chapter 3. I'll start in verse 10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heaven and a new land, which wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent that you may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless, looking for and hasting, desiring earnestly. Our home is not in of this world. Our native city is the New Jerusalem. There is nothing attractive in this world. Okay, back to Luke. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph. Now found, it doesn't mean they just went directly there. Found means to find by searching carefully. So they had to look through Bethlehem and find out where all this was going on. They probably were shocked that the Messiah, the promise of Israel, was born in a stall. That was set aside for sacrificial animals.
Yeah.
Who could have thunk it? I don't feel like talking anymore. Anybody have any thoughts about any of this?
Since the total excitement about this.
In a minute, it says everybody was amazed. They were amazed, first because it was Messiah, second of all because he was a little baby instead of the conquering king, and third because he was born in a manger to the lowliest, to an unwed mother. They'd probably gotten married by then, but I mean, it's everything about this violated everything that the Jewish nation looked for and understood about Messiah. And it violates everything that you want from Messiah. He is despised and rejected of all men. Those disgusting pictures you see.
Yeah, it's funny how they got making into a king like they have grown.
All right, everybody understand perfectly. Take a big breath.